Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight it's a pleasure to welcome into our studios the famous and talented and very lovely Anna Mosden Fox is here from the State Ballet of Rhode Island. Welcome back, Anna.
Thank you for having me here today.
Nice to have you with us once again. We've done this several times and talking about some of the productions that are coming to the Park Theater this time in Cranston. It's going to be a few weeks, April 3rd. The story, the ballet, Giselle, right?
Yes, it's one of our signature ballets, I'd have to say.
Now, the State Ballet of Rhode Island is a very unique organization, been around now, I think, for how many years? 50?
Sadly, it's 60.
60 years. 60
yes.
Years. I knew it was a big one. I just didn't remember.
I think the sadly was my age. I was thinking the age part, but I'm not sad about the ballet being 60 years old.
You were only a couple months old at that
okay.
point.
Okay.
So yes. That's the good news. But founded by your mother and father and people, we've talked about this story before. It's a great American love story, actually, you know, in one way to look at it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it really is. It's one of those things where people say, well, this is kind of storybook. And using that term storybook, you've impressed me tonight when you came in and you brought me the new book that's going to be used. Now, is this going to be sold at the performance?
Yes, you can make a donation to the book. It's our commemorative book of the past 60 years, and it tells you everything, probably just about everything you wanted to know of how we even came to America and why. And
it's not just tells you, but it shows you with some very interesting background where you've actually gone back and taken some original costumes that your mother had made and so forth. And pictures of all those in the book?
Yes, that was very special because her costuming, anything that she wore, she had made herself. Mm-hmm. And so back in 59, my grandmother, Eileen Marsden, she knew how to sew costumes or create costumes. And she would show my mom how to do many things. And so my mother started making her own costumes. And in this book, what's interesting is that, you know, unless you went to the ballet and saw those costumes on my mom when she performed in them, you've only seen pictures. And the pictures that we have are in black and white. And so this past fall, we were hunting for all these pieces to her costumes and trying to make them, bring them back to life.
Right,
and in doing so, our soloists and principals were able to
model them
in her poses in the ballets that she had worn them in, and they're absolutely gorgeous
in
color.
It's very, very impressive history. I said to you before the show started, I was kind of jealous of having this family history that you put together. A lot of work. I can't imagine what went into it, but it is a beautiful thing. And Giselle is going to be presented, as I mentioned, at the Park Theater on April 3rd and 4th. And tickets are certainly available, but get them soon because you don't want to be closed out. Park Theater is in Cranston, right across from City Hall, and it's very nice because you have free parking. It's very comfortable theater, great sight lines, great place for the performers, I would think, to be able to be seen, and nice for the audience to be comfortable in their seats. And we want to find out about the story about Giselle. But in the meantime, I want to make sure you know the website, which, believe it or not, is simply stateballet.com, which is even that in itself. For those people that know about websites, that's pretty amazing. It doesn't have your name in it. It doesn't have Rhode Island in it. It doesn't have anything other than Of course, we're the one and only state ballet in the whole United States.
Yes, and I think that's what it was, the whole thing in 1959. My family, they thought about this and they said, well, let's be the first established classical ballet company in residence.
So
they quickly grabbed that name, the State Ballet of Rhode Island. And and so State Ballet is just,
That's great. All right, let's talk a little bit about Giselle and get to some of the music that is going to be danced to. Is it okay to say danced to? Is that the right term? Or should I be saying something else, performed?
Performed by, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
That's right.
All right, this first piece of music is starts the story of Giselle. What happens here? How does it all get started?
Well, this music is so beautiful. And by the way, for me to remember and to help reproduce this ballet every few years, the music tells everything, mm-hmm. Gives you the cues for telling the story. And so the music that we were listening to for this first part today is the entrance of the villagers, and they're celebrating that it's the grape harvesting time. So it's like a festival of wines and grapes, and so this music is very happy, and everyone has a lot to celebrate.
All right, let's get celebrating. Music provided by the State Ballet of Rhode Island, and we're going to try to keep the music flowing in the correct order of the program, which is going to be—it's going to be an interesting accomplishment, because a lot of music we want to skip some parts, and you know, obviously, let people buy a ticket to hear the whole thing and see the whole thing. But we'll try to keep you. Anna is so good at describing what's going on that we just finished that segment. And now this little next piece is about what?
Well, Giselle hears that someone is knocking at her door. And when she comes out, she doesn't see anyone. And she's just such a young maiden, so full of life. and so innocent.
Okay.
And she doesn't see anyone, so she kind of makes believe, oh, well, if it was someone there, I would dance for you. And then suddenly someone comes up from behind her.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
So we left off with someone behind her, then there's a little bit more going on, and then we come to this next piece, which is what?
Well, Giselle has now met Albrecht. She does not know that he's a nobleman in disguise, but she is falling in love with him, and he falling in love with her.
Now that's the guy that was behind her?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
I'm with you now.
And he asks her, will you dance with me? And she's very shy about it and consistently tries to run into the house, run home. And he says, but let's just take a walk. And so they sit down together. And on her walk, she picks a daisy and she starts going, loves me, loves me not, loves me not. She counts them and she starts to cry. She throws the daisy and starts to cry. Well, Albrecht, who is, like I said, a nobleman in disguise, picks up the daisy and plucks one of the petals and throws it away and says, but look, you counted wrong. And when he sees, or she sees, I'm sorry, that it's a yes, he does love me, then they have their love song. And that's probably what you're going to hear next.
All right. Thank you. intriguing story. We're trying to get as much music in as possible. Where do we go now?
Okay, well, I think right now it's the scene with Giselle and Albrecht are dancing with all the villagers, and they see that she is in love with someone and that he's in love with her. Mm-hmm. And that makes them all very joyous and happily dancing, of course. While they were dancing, the villagers are making like pattern dancing, and Giselle is dancing with Albrecht when suddenly her chest hurts. It's her heart, and she feels faint. And he sits and rests with her, and then they rejoin with the festivities and get dancing again.
Okay. All right. Let's listen to that. We'll come back after that with much more of the State Ballet of Rhode Island and Giselle.
Thank you.
while being performed by the State Ballet of Rhode Island on April 3rd and 4th at the Park Theater in Cranston, Rhode Island, right across from City Hall. Free parking. Tickets are available now, and you can go to the website, which is stateballet.com, purchase tickets. They can also probably be purchased at the theater, correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And as well as online at the theater at parktheaterri.com.
Okay. And one of the things that is happening, let's describe the 3rd and the 4th, the same presentation both times. One is in the evening, one in the afternoon.
Yes. And if you come about 40 minutes before showtime, we have hors d'oeuvres, we have drinks.
Really?
Yes. Oh. And because, you know, those seats are pretty comfortable in the theater, and
yeah,
it's very nice to sit there and, okay, and enjoy yourself.
All right. So come early and take advantage of that. Well, the tickets are available. They're very reasonably priced, and I know that you've put a tremendous amount of work into this. I mean, this is not something that happens in a few weeks. This is a year-long or even longer project in some cases, right?
Of course. Actually, you know, it's been something that is just a part of our thread. You know,
right,
we do this ballet because it's one of the oldest and the most dramatic ballets in the ballet world. If I could describe Giselle, the ballet Giselle, for a ballerina to dance Giselle and act as Giselle is the same as for Hamlet for an actor.
Right. Okay.
It's that same ultimate role, an
right,
ultimate story.
So this is the top of the line, as
yes,
they say. All right.
Yes.
And one of the interesting things you mentioned, I'm not sure we mentioned in the first segment or not, but you're bringing back a lot of people, a lot of alumni that have performed with you before. As a matter of fact, one from each generation, you said, each decade.
I know, it's crazy, but actually, you know, we put it out there and said we're looking for alumni that want to participate with our ballet. And so, yes.
Wow.
The mother of Giselle is being portrayed by a couple of alumni, one who is from the 60s, another one from the 80s,
yeah,
and then it just keeps going. We have the people involved all throughout, including our fourth generation, my granddaughter, who is a young child in the first segment.
Wow.
So you have... It's kind of crazy, but you have brothers and nieces and grandchildren.
So from your mother to you,
yeah,
to your daughter to your granddaughter.
Yes, and
wow,
I wouldn't have it any other way. And all the people participating, their family too, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, let's. We could talk for a long time, but we want to get to some music and finish our little story in the first act, the end of act. We're kind of picking it up in the middle, and you're going to try to put this together for us.
Yes. So I think this music is when Hilarion, who is also very much in love with Giselle, he's a huntsman, and he's extremely jealous of this guy who he doesn't even know, and doesn't even know where he's from, and he feels that there's some kind of deception going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he happens to find the cloak and the sword that belongs to this gentleman who's in love with Giselle, and he decides to hide it while because he hears some hunting sounds coming, and it is the royal party,
mm-hmm,
hunting, and they come into the village where there's the Duke of Silesia and his daughter, and his daughter's name is Batilda. Now Batilda meets Giselle, and Batilda says that she's to be married. And Giselle says, oh, I am to be married too, but there's no ring. And so Batilda, being as sweet as she is, gives Giselle a beautiful necklace as a wedding gift. But later on, Giselle finds out that Batilda is engaged to her Albrecht.
Uh-oh.
And that's when Giselle starts to lose her mind.
Mm-hmm.
She was deceived. She was betrayed.
Right.
This romance. I think everyone's relating to this story as we speak here, right? And then ultimately, there will be forgiveness in Act Two.
All right, let's listen to this as we go to the end of Act One of Giselle.
Thank you. Thank you.
State Ballet of Rhode Island's presentation of Giselle, which is going to be happening April 3rd and 4th at the Park Theater in Cranston. And we've been talking about the show and the ballet and all of the people involved with it. You couldn't name them all, although they're almost all related to you, right, Anna?
Yes. That includes friends. They're related.
They're related in one way or another. It's going to be a wonderful presentation. It's been an amazing accomplishment. It's really a, it's a work of love and part of your fabric, part of what you do, right?
Yes. I mean, the first time it was done in Rhode Island was in 1964, and my mother and father were Albrecht and Giselle, and that's why we have these vintage photos of them for mm-hmm. our advertising, you know, to show something that was first performed in Rhode Island.
It's amazing. A great story, a great success story. There's not a lot of families that can say 60 years later, here we are and still, you know, having the success and the interest from the public to be able to do this. It's amazing. So congratulations to you on that.
Thank you.
And congratulations on having four generations, your mother, you, your daughter, and your granddaughter all involved.
Yes, and my two brothers, and then and they're my other brother, who is in the technology end. He, you know, we tried to, because the State Ballet is really community-based mm-hmm. and nonprofit, it's important to have all the community come together to have something that belongs to them, something special,
sure.
and to be able to have this artistic outlet.
Right. It is great. If you would like to get tickets, you can do so by going to the Park Theater. Check that out, Park Theater RI, and or at stateballet.com. Either way, get your tickets, and don't miss this amazing event. It's going to be on April 3rd, and that's in the evening.
Yes.
And then April 4th, matinee.
Yes.
All right. So that's it. Very easy to get to, Park Theater in Cranston. Anna, I want to thank you so much for coming in tonight. I know we've tried to squeeze a lot of information and music into this hour, and we've cut quite a bit of the presentation, but people just have to buy a ticket to hear the whole thing and see it.
Yes, I hope they do. I think I'm very proud of this show because of the enthusiasm and the talent that Rhode Island has.
Well, all right. Why don't we just get to that last piece of music that we have from the show, just to put a little capper on it.
Okay. So at the end of Act One, Giselle had died from a broken heart. And so now she has now become a Willie. A Willie is a girl that has died before marriage, and there's this very spooky or spiritual graveyard of all women that have died before marriage called the Willies, and she has become one. And so now Hilarion, who was the huntsman, goes to Giselle's grave to ask for forgiveness, that, you know, he feels that he's responsible. And there is this queen of the Willies who protects all her Willies, and she commands them to capture him and throw him into the lake. And he drowns. And then comes Albrecht.
Mm-hmm.
And Albrecht is seeking forgiveness as well. And the queen captures him. And as he's trying to dance to survive, she's asking him to continue dancing until your heart gives out. And Giselle comes in and rescues him and says, please, please, let me save him. I'll dance for him. And so they dance a lot together in this act, where Giselle has saved him many, many times from collapsing. And at the very end, as the sun starts to come up, you'll hear the bells ring, and you know that he's made it to dawn. And all the Willies have gone back into their grave, and that's when he has his last goodbye to Giselle as she goes into the grave, and she says that she forgives him. Mm-hmm. And those are the story. That's the story of Giselle with all those morals.
Well, that's amazing. Quite a story, and I'm sure it's going to be quite a presentation that you out there do not want to miss, so make sure you take advantage of it. Anna, thanks so much for coming in tonight. It's always a pleasure to see you, and it's always interesting for me to become enthusiastic about whatever it is you're going to do in life as you are.
Oh, thank you.
It's really a pleasure. So don't miss it, April 3rd and 4th at the Park Theater in Cranston. See the State Ballet's presentation of Giselle. We'll go out with this last piece, and then we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.